how to do demonstrate something practical before we zoom into what I'm about to preach. I'm talking about breaking the stronghold. That is what we'll be dealing with. Stronghold is something that we all think of the demonic aspect. But today, by the help of God, I want us to look at other aspects of stronghold. Hallelujah. I will do myself a stronghold in the life of Hallelujah. And I'm very, very, very strong. I want, if here the tool on my right is supposed to take, pass through, take something here, and these two are also coming to take, but because I'm standing here, until I'm able to move, they will not have any access to take what is theirs. Are you seeing the picture? Assuming that the pillar, this particular pillar, is here, and there is gold in the middle of that pillar, and we all need to have access to that gold. But as much as this concrete is around it, nobody will be able to have that access into it, except something is done. I want you to turn like this. Gold. I believe I can say 90% or 100% of us when I was studying it this down, Romans 3:23. He said that we have all done what? And when our voice were aware, the sin was already committed, had been committed already. He didn't say that you are not going to do it all. The sin is in what? It's in what? That means what you have on your body now, why you have that? And I took my time and studied this, and I realized that as much as Christians, we want to see God come on, I mean, there is a force within us that is pushing you and I to do the thing, because our mind is not having the stronghold of the way of God. Stronghold is in two sections. The positive that is in the way of God, and the negative that is in the demonic and the spiritual thing. But there is one that when you come in us, the good aspect of the stronghold, that is the biblical stronghold, when it's rooted in us, no demonic thinking, no stronghold of the witchcraft must go and sin, go and fornicate, or even have this stronghold to rule us. This morning, may God have the power, may God help us to be able to deal with that struggle that has occupied our mindset. Everything that we become is the produce or the product of what we have first premeditated in our mind. There are a lot of us this morning, before we come, we have started preparing yesterday. The dress you wear, the shoe you wear, if you are like the people who have more than 15 shoes, you will take more than 10 minutes to think from here, which shoe should I wear? But if you are like, I don't have plenty, you get up, you know that this one is going, you don't waste the time. I know a lot of. I said something and my wife is like, I should not say that one again. But I want to say it. Okay. Give a clap to Jesus. You know something? The good news is there is nothing wrong having the material thing in abundance. But as much as it will give glory, it will glorify God, it is good. Therefore, anything that will take our mind from God, godly things, it is demonic. I want you to know that when our mindset, our spirit man, is not preoccupied with the word of God, the spirit of God, the enemy will give you something within your mind that you will be following something. This morning, may the spirit of God clean every negativity that become a stronghold in our mind that is directing the affairs of our lives. May the blood of Jesus wash every stronghold from the mindset. Can you imagine a man of a substance who go and sleep with a prostitute out there? Not because he wants to do it. There is a stronghold that is pushing that man to go and act the way he's acting. They come back and they're like, no, I don't have to do this, but he has already acted based on the thing that is pushing him, the fault that is pushing him. But there is a good news, beloved. There is a plan of Jesus. God has given us manual. God has given us the way to go. That when we go on that path, no demon, nothing will steal our mind, because the devil comes just to steal and kill. When he's stealing us gradually, our mind is not able to catch the vision that Satan is stealing it. Satan is pushing it into distraction. We see the distraction as good. We see the thing that we are following as good, because the Bible says Satan has blinded the eyes of the people. Not that but the guardian of this earth has blindfolded us. When we are walking into sinful character, we think that it is the doing of the same thing that we are in. Remember, I want to assure you, we are in the end time, and Satan is at work. The children of God will get up and be.
is a different.
I don't want us to obey the things that are happening in the end time. It is only us Christians that can make a change, but the change must first of all take place in our mind. It must first of all take place here. When we hear of strongholds, the first thing we do is military. Even that they are uniform alone. What is hand on you are driving and you have their uniform. Hand on your chair alone, you are passing. Police will see you and say, carry on. They will not even ask you, are you an officer? I've been driving faithful. When I used to drive faithful, I have Ghana coat of arms on the glass. For that arm alone, I have an assurance that I think God can never be stopped. And no matter everywhere I go, they can't stop. There are places other cars do not pass. I think God will pass them because of that one. Why? There is a symbol that the children of God carries. When that man is on our forehead, we will enter into the dark kingdom, we will enter into places where nobody can go. But the man of God, that man is speaking better things than the plan of Abel. That is the plan that you and I have. And we should not take advantage of the plan. We should not take advantage of the things of the word of God. The world needs us. We should also not follow the worldly things. But the first thing first, if our mindset is not worked on, the strong one will keep pushing us. May God have mercy. May God have mercy on us. And they said that struggle, military, fortification, or defensible place for fortress. The other one that I want us to dwell on is a major center or area of prayer, meditation. Is that it? Predominance. So stronghold can dominate our mind. Stronghold can take control over us. Stronghold and things as that demonstration will live in our mind for so many years to come. Because they were all watching outward. And I know my circumstance when Mr. Darcy pushed me, I would even make him you. I call Pusia in that form. But you see, when the stronghold that are affecting our life are not the giant one that you see, then the thing that will push a man to steal, sometimes the things you will even steal are not something that will take you one day or even one year. But there is a stronghold that has become a generational thing in the family because it has access to rule over time. Generations, we are also falling a victim. Once you are coming from that family, that generational thing pushes us. I know a family story in Hope. Their grand great father stole a post story building all over the place. As I'm speaking, their fourth generation are also, if you are a woman born, you will do it. Yes, women are virtually strong. And it is still running, and the property their forefathers bought is there, white color. It is still running, and nobody has been able to stand in that family and say, enough is enough. This morning I want somebody to get up and identify that stronghold that ran through your family that have become a mindset. You don't need to even think before you start acting. That thing will be delivered today. There will be a sure deliverance in our mind today. Because when we stand here tomorrow and we are burning the stronghold, you know that I have dealt with my own. We all have it. Your own might be pride. Somebody seated before you might be stealing. Somebody seated before you might be fornicating. This morning, any other thing that has become a stronghold, they are in our innermost part. Say, today's message is not good, but it's very good. Say, it is very good. Say, it is very good. You will be delivered. Our mind will be delivered. Our mind will be delivered. Give a clap unto Jesus. So, I said earlier that there is two types of stronghold. The stronghold of God and the biblical one, it gives us a standing. We can be in a church as Christians, and one household will make morning devotion every day with his children, because we were not taught. You don't have it as a family generation. I was with Mr. Yerwa some time ago, prophet soon coming. He said his fathers will wake them up and take them through morning devotion. And as I'm speaking, he has also used it on his children. And when his children grow, they will also practice it. It has become a foundational generation in his home. A lot of us as Christians, we get up the first thing when we haven't taken your book. Where is telling your book? Where is telling the mass? We are able to get mass teachers, English teachers, all other teachers for the academy, but we never employ any pastor that I want you to teach my children at all, that they will grow and become a better people in society. Even if you yourself, you will not employ and do that, they are other assets. When we call for foundational classes, we will not come. When we call for the word to for them to teach us, that we will grow in that area of our foundation, we will not come. But beloved, if I said there is going to be a prophetic and a prayer, you see us running. Our mindset have not been doctrinated concerning the word of the Lord. Something within our mind has shifted us. We are only after the worldly things. The thing that we will even get today and we die will not benefit us. Beloved, there is only one thing that will go with. That is the word of God, the word of the Lord that dwells in our spirit. That is the only thing that will go. The Bible will say that all things shall pass away, but my word, surely by my word, will never pass away. Beloved, there is only one thing that when we fall on this earth will be an inheritance that will carry along our generations. Will also carry that inheritance. If you are here and you are after the worldly things, know that a time and a season is coming that all those things will be left on this earth and will be accountable for whatever that we are grabbing on earth. Beloved, there is somebody out there, Jesus commissioner. Therefore, we have the power, the mandate to go out there and speak. Change somebody's academic life, change somebody's mindset from the plan that the person is working. But the first thing first, we ourselves need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, by the renewing of the word of the Lord. There is only the word that can bring total cleansing, total salvation in our mind. Say, I hear you. Say the stronghold. Say the stronghold. There is only two things that demon is looking for. If he succeed in taking hold over our mind, he has finished us. When we hear people condemning pastors, not unbelievers, people who go to church. Yesterday morning, we were discussing something on Joy FM, and they were blasting the pastors. I heard somebody call and said, can you see the subject onto what they are discussing? And not all pastors are like that. When I was hearing, my heart was crying within me. There are good pastors in this church. There are good pastors out there. But beloved, in the Christians, if all of us can lay a solid foundation in the word of the Lord, and the word will have a foundation in our minds, then the word is in our minds. Gradually, our spirit man is enlightened with the word that we can run and minister unto somebody and change destinies and change families with the word of God. Christian brethren, we are saving God because we ourselves, we are not laying the generational foundation of the word in our home. Therefore, if our children grow, they go to school, they cannot minister the word unto their colleagues. Rather, the unbelievers that practice Buddhism, that practice occultism, that have introduced it to their children, they get into the school and they begin to initiate our children. But beloved, our children can also do the opposite. Our children can also keep the word of God unto those unbelievers on campus. But because we are serving God, you and I are serving God, you and I are serving our generation. If we can lay the foundation in their life now, there will be a change in our schools, there will be a change in their community. How can we stand up if we ourselves don't have the word? God have mercy on us. May God have mercy on us. May God have mercy on our homes. May God favor us. As for every blessing, He will bless us. If our mindset is not delivered, the blessings will come. But we invest it in the wrong place. We invest it in the wrong place. Have you asked yourself why would a man, I'm a man, how would a man who is married will leave his house and go and sleep in a strange woman's container? Have you ever asked yourself, after he comes home, I am a man, so me myself, I'm included. Oh, put your hands together. The men will be delivered today. Our men will be delivered today. You know, they are not doing it because they love to do it. They are not doing it because that is who they are. Their great great fathers have done something that has become a generational thing that is pushing them all away. Some foundations were laid before they were even born. In my home, among my uncles, we have grandcas, very powerful one. I saw my great grandfather, yeah, my grandfather. He can drink and he will run after me all over the town. Can we imagine 60 years old running after 12 year that boy? By then I was a boy, running after me that by all means he will beat me. And my legs were faster than that. We ran and ran across the whole place. This man cannot catch me, but he's still running. If not the alcoholic, the spirit that had come on him, that is helping him run around, disgracing himself in such manner. Nobody would want to do this. But yet something somehow had made that man devalue himself. I want you to know that if you don't know what a man is going through, don't judge. As we point our hands, as I point this hand, there are four of them that are facing me. Anytime that you are gossiping about somebody, know that you are more than four broken within your core. That is within you. You yourself, you need deliverance. You yourself, you need a change in your mind. If you see somebody going through a particular problem, your duty as a Christian is to go on your knee and intercede on behalf of that person. When we are
condemning somebody, but yet that person is an apple of God's eye. That body might be condemning you, but you are in the hands of God as heir. God sees you as an heir, but men are seeing you as an elephant. I want you to know, don't look onto what men are saying, but let your focus be on the cross. Let your mind be on God. Let him be your child. Let God order your path. Men might turn their path against you, but our God will never reject you. Your God will never reject you. Anyone who was sinful in our mother's womb, he knew us. When your brother conceived you in adultery, he still knew you and he said, I love you. God had a plan for you. God had a better plan for you. God had a reason, but he still keeping you alive.
And he said, Ye have your fruit unto holiness. They are not of us in the house. Our fruit are not holy. That is why you see a believer insulting, gossiping, lying, crying on some innocent person. But here we are. He is happy in his closet. But genuinely, you see that that person's countenance is sad within him. It is only when our conscience as believers are dead, that is why we will sin and we don't know that we are sinning. That is why we will lie in sin and we are still dead. But now a time is coming, the time is now. We are in the end time. If we don't get up and revive ourselves for Christ, we'll be captured in a sinful way and we'll go to hell. He loves us. That is why he keeps giving us. Me. He gives us second chance. He's giving you second chance. He just wants us to have a repentance, change of heart, change of mind. And then the word of Satan, look at how he does it nicely. While I'm living, every night I weep on the road. Before I cross, last week, I was going from, I closed going home from all night around 4 a.m. These two ladies were bold enough to call me that in the car. And I said, hey, this man is bold, but to call the software to stop at that unholy hours. Can you imagine? Then I tell someone, I said, why didn't you stop? I said, stop for what? I have gone there once. Sometimes when I stand here and I'm sharing some of the things I say, I'm not saying it because of preaching story. I've gone there before. The power of God will not save you when they are on you there. So don't even venture. For that is why Joseph saw the thing and in the man. He started running. Not that he needed deliverance at that time. That told me I don't have the power of deliverance. Say the suffer can run. The first thing I did, telling them my prayer. I saw, I don't see. I just move. There are a lot of things that our eyes will see that will open into our subconscious mind. That's what Job said, I have covenanted with my eyes. The things that man sees live with us. The women need to hear. That is why when a man don't tell the wife that you are looking beautiful, that man is in problem. We are in problem. We are in problem. Because once we marry you, we tell you you are beautiful. That is why we marry you. Your beauty still remains with us. But when a woman wants to hear assurance, say, man, we will give them assurance. Or do I have men in the house? Or do I have men in the house? Do I have men in the house? Say, we'll give you assurance. So when you wake up, let's tell them you are looking beautiful and their heart will be okay. Give me a clap. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the character that I want to talk about. Anytime that we hear Philistine, their stronghold, Israel, anytime you hear Philistine, it's a stronghold to them. Wherever Philistine, even before Goliath will come, these are people who are tormenting the children of God. There is a particular Goliath in our mind. No matter how strong you think you are, that has become a very, very strong hold in our life. And most of the time, it comes when you are alone. As I'm doing this preaching today, the increasing of this message is for us to deliver our mind from every struggle that keep us going backwards, that keep us setting us backwards. All that struggle down, it will set us back for us not to be able to attain God's potential. Can you imagine a very, I'm speaking to somebody, a very young girl had decided that as for this month, I've closed my store. And then, first week has passed, second week has passed, the little money she had and the makeup and the thing got finished. She had dressed coming to church and the shoe got broken. As soon as the thing broke, then the call came. The man that you decide that I'll become born again, you are in your room alone. Then the thought will start running. I dear my child, Paul, who born and never shall be. God, Yami, and Yahweh for power. But God wants to look after us. He never turns his back against us. Those are just the trials. But because that young man is alone in his process, the thought will come 10 times within 60 seconds. And if you don't have the word of God that is our foundation, you will miss it right now. Go back up to Cassia, Basia. Yeah, we've been there before. When I was in secondary school, close to my young class. When I was in secondary school, the first time I would take Guinness, it was a mate at 3 year 3. I went to visit him and then they gave me that he looked like what? Then I said, what is this? I said, what are this? And I'm like, I know that it's what. So I said, oh, this one, they only give something small to make it Guinness. So you take small. Then in the glass, if this is the night, the thing was here. When I take the thing out there, less than 5 minutes, my eyes were just as like, what is this? So, this small thing you take, you are behaving like this. The following day, I was there. That one, it wasn't small, it grew up a little. Normally on Fridays, the third Friday when I went, the glass was full. And the fantasy of it, that, oh, we are in fifth trillion. So, you see this scripture, it says, for the wages of sin is death. But the gift of life is in the gift. But the gift of God is eternal life. I want the place where I said the thief coming to steal. I want that one. You know, in this scenario that I am describing, the thief was the police that were pushing me on, giving me the thoughts, and I was enjoying following. Later did I know that they were pushing me into becoming a drunkard. He coming as a thief in a package, his package. Because when I got there, I've never seen the bottle so. After that, the next thing that came, that one, I will not say. But you see, they were luring not only me, I could count about 3. We started to, somebody came, a lady came, another guy came. Can you see, he started, he came. Thief does not announce before he comes. Armed robbers will not announce before he comes. But if you find yourself in another country close to us, they will write a letter that they are coming. What do you want, Lord? They will come. But this one, he said that he cometh but for to steal and to kill. A lot of things are happening in our mind are not normal. A lot of things are happening in our life that is not normal. Because on several occasions, you want to sit and say, this one, meaning no alcohol. I didn't like that what you said. Yeah, I'll tell you one time. That's how they got it. Good. One year, several times. But because these are not physical things, they are spiritual. You need to come to the Creator of God and say, God, this thing I am doing in church, it has lived me and my generation for long. Let me employ the tools that will be able to break over that struggle. I know women that have given birth on seven men. None have married their mother. The second born has gone four. You might be concerned, no, no, I'll go four, and yet no case. The third, after that one, Yahoo 2-1 and home, and he decided that this family thing may not be a debut. But the question is, it's not just physical. And we cannot break it as I'm preaching. I want you to begin to identify the stronghold that rules in your mind, that rules in your life, that rules in the generation we are all coming from. There's so much I'm going to leave. We'll enter into 30 minutes non-prayer. Continue prayer. That God will work on our mind. God will break every stronghold before we leave here. That tomorrow when we come and we say, let's bind the stronghold of the demon that are doing us. Oh yeah. You see, they are there, but first of all, let's prepare our hearts. Let's prepare ourselves. Let's prepare our life that when we are coming, we know that we are coming with a clean, conscious mind. Amen. So the team cometh, and when they come, they do it gradually. And they say, after that, then they destroy us. The final part, they will kill you. Somebody who is coming to kill you will not carry a sword, will not carry hammer, will not carry gun, but is coming deceptively. That is why we say that we are triumphant. Okay, I'm very abortion. Pregnancy, what about the first one? Oh boy, you are trying to keep yourself for no reason. You saw yourself by hope of first one. Let that off. God is just warning you that don't go. But because you know you are not having the right helpers, a lot of us are going through so many things. Some are masturbation, some are stealing, some are gossiping, some are just after other people's thing. Envy. Red color, envy is in the blood. That is why you see some people killing other people for their property, but here they are forgotten that they will also die and leave that same property behind. Beloved, I said earlier that all that pain that we are fighting for, we will leave them on this earth. The only thing you and I will carry is what the word of God and our soul that we are selling. The word of God, you will die and the word of God. Your unborn children will come and read the word. The word will take them to the eternal life. There is a place after this end. There is a place. There is a place. There is a place. Abraham lied. We have been lying. But yet God used Abraham. Now, we don't need to see your face before I lie. You can call on the phone and I'll be in my room and I'll tell you. May do all the way be a Chinese, see a Chinese, see a way back. Now it's your turn. Lie. Abraham, when he saw his parents lying in front of his children as the children are growing. And he keep on doing it. So as the child grew, he never see lying as a sinful character. But beloved children of God, let's be careful on the sort of things we do before our children. I said that when we lay the foundation and each door, we call our children and we are teaching them the word of God. We are transferring power, we are transferring the word of God to their generation yet unborn. What are we leaving for our children? What are we leaving for our children? Samson, Judges 13.
I know that my name was spiritual bearer. Judges 13.
The verse 3 down. Wow. This is a story we all know.
I want us to study something here.
Assuming that Pastor Rosemary is the mother of Samson, and here Pastor Fifi has looked for a foot on the womb for so long, more than 20 years, and the Lord blessed them. And this birth, before the child would even come, God gave a manual. Vivid instruction to the parent. But the parent didn't help their son. He said before then the angel came and described everything what the son should not do. But the question is, did the parent taught the child the foundation of his manhood? A lot of us are going through what we are going through because our parent neglected certain foundations in our life. It is never too late. If we are parents here, you can still work it out. And the Bible says that Samson should not drink fermented things, he should not touch unclean things, he should not sleep with the But look at what happened. What God said he should not do, those were the opposite Samson was doing. And before Delilah would come on the scene and do all that she did, it didn't just come once. So Samson's mind, there was something in there that you are depending on. A lot of us are depending on our beauty. A lot of us are depending on our papa movement. A lot of us are depending on what we have. But beloved, you are not the custodian of your life. It is God who has owned you. Your manual is in the hand of God. This one, our manual is in the Bible. But this one, God was specific about the parents and he gave them specific rules. But Samson got to a place where he became so much addicted to sex. No, not even the right way. He went to the wrong place. A lot of us are going to the wrong place as Christians. Where we're not going to be in the right place, in the kingdom of God, ministering to other people. We rather go to the opposite side, where we are not supposed to be. And at the end of the day, we end up contaminating ourselves. We end up taking things that are not supposed to enter into our subconsciousness. Therefore, we go and then we begin to practice the opposite. May God have mercy. May God have mercy.
Amen.
I said that when I was introduced to that, and I don't know how I stopped. All the negative things that I once ruled in my life, it takes the hand of God to bring deliverance. There were times that men, I know people who were going through masturbation, will be a young deliverance. Let's say a young deliverance. Who here we are for that, not problem. When I was in school, SSS, every night, 11:30 to 12:30, is a mass. You go. Here I know that almost all of us, some are founders, some are pastors, almost all of us. But because of the friend I took, when I get to SS3, I knew my bad topic. and I left the night group. Every Friday, I joined the group. Whatever happened, it's a past tense. It's a past tense. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, they were knowing me on, and I was also bringing others on board. It's so easy for us, our life, to bring certain people who are supposed to be potential Christians off. And it's so easy for you to carry the few Christians who are weak to follow you to do what you are doing. The danger of us not surrounding our total life to God as Christian is that when you take one soul out of the kingdom, the day that will die on this earth will be accountable for. We are not able to bring the unbelievers in. Our lifestyle is also driving the few believers that are trying to become born again off. Say, God, have mercy on me. Oh, say, God, have mercy on me. Say, God, have mercy on me. Put your hands together for the Lord. There are things that we do. If you know, I want the remaining outbreak person here, I want us to be on our feet. I want us to be on our feet. It's two things. How do we come out of this? First of all, being prayerful, the word of God, the blood, knowing, accepting God, that God, these things are my weakness. If we don't first of all identify and accept, we will still be there. But this morning, I've not come here to disgrace us or do anything. My duty is to help us know that there is weakness and there is stronghold in our life that need to be dealt with. You can say in your mind, but God is giving us opportunity. I never knew I'm coming to stand here. And this message, it was something I would not want to preach. But as much as I have had come, I can preach on the stronghold, on the demonic thing, and pray and hear what be jumping. But that is not what I have received. I pray that as we are all well searching our mind, may God lead you to identify that struggle.
Yeah.
I've written down, I think, about 10 struggles. Drug addiction. Drug addiction. If you are here, the Lord will set you free.
Yeah.
If you are here, the next one is anger. Gambling. A Christian or Garoto. Football game. Betting. Anywhere that is better, you see them running. If you are here, lift up your hand. The Lord will have mercy on you. The next group of people is gossiping. Gossiping. Yes, see. I care. May God have mercy. Backbiting. People who have that character, you lead to heaven. You lead to hell. Give me Revelation 21 from the verse 7. Pride, prideful person. The next one, pornographic. Now we don't need to go to the film cinema to go and watch. Our phones, internet, they are now bringing it to us. Drunkenness. Thought of hurting. Obi Owo Adaju is full of how to hurt people. Oprah also. Oprah now, or yeah, we are dead, he is happy. It demonically manufactured in our mind. Selfishness. I can count them and count them. This is 10. And out of this 10, somebody has fallen into two groups. Somebody is falling into one. Lift up your hand. The blood is able. He is able.
More than able.
Lift up your hands. Every act, every part of that pain that you're falling. In this place, he said, when you inherit all these things, the place you go is hell. We are working on ourselves. That let the blood of Jesus break us, break us. Let our minds shall be renewed. The blood of Jesus. Every stronghold in our mind will be worked on. Every stronghold, everything that Lord can bring and deliver. As your hands are lifted, to open the confess to God that these are the area of the stronghold that is backing my mind, that is never making me move forward. You are not. Let the blood cleanse out everything that we see. Our sin is a blessing to God. We call the name of the Lord. We lift up the fall and begin to pray. The power of the Lord, the anointing to bring to the man. We sing the hallelujah. We lift your voice.
Let the Lord deliver our
blessing of the Lord bring every joy out of your life. Let the stumble, every stumble that we have inherited, be silly, be addiction, be gambling, be perplexing. Let the Lord bring total deliverance. The influence is in the hand of the Lord. Let me ask you, anoint our head like a fool. Let the fire to our life. Bring us strong, bring us strong, bring us strong.
Struggle
May the wind of our deliverance rest on somebody's head right now. May the wind of our bring deliverance touch you right now. I clear every struggle out of your mind right now. I burn every depression. I burn every unforgiving spirit. I burn the spirit of gambling. I burn the spirit of humanizing. I burn the spirit of anger. Every spirit that has been inherited from our parent family, I enter into that family right now. I get the foundation of every stronghold that has brought us in poverty, that has brought us into setback. Receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive total deliverance.
Lamentation 3. Taking the last prayer point. This prayer, I want all of us to pray it with all our heart. What stronghold does, it brings setback. It will make sure that you don't cross that border. The verse 7. Look at what happened. He said, he had heard me about that I cannot get out. He had made my chain heavy. Also, when I cried and shout, he shouted out my prayer. I think the verse before, the verse says that he had gone a war, all around us. And within the war, they have also put a heavy chain at our feet. That means they, in the war, they give you liberty to go to where the sun is and come back. But within that limitation, within that stronghold, now they have also put a chain of shackles that you cannot even carry. Your legs cannot even carry the chain. When you are in such a stronghold, when a dog will not even move and count 100 times. When? But this morning, after we have dealt with our mind and the one with us, I want us to enter into our family that any woman that has pulled a wall, that has placed a chair, any witch, any spirit, any entity that has shackled us that we cannot move forward, as we are clapping our hands, let them die. I want all of us to be in our field as we are clapping in the hands.
fear. I curse the root cause of fear.
There is somebody here, there is so much fear that are taking hold over your mind. God has touched your mind.
Amen.
That fear is no more.
Amen.
Because of that, the person cannot even sleep. Is so much afraid, and the devil stand on that thing for long. I pray that today, tonight, you sleep.
Amen.
If they will be able to kill you, they would have killed you way back. That sentence will not kill you.
Amen.
Haven't you heard? Jesus said that as for this sickness, it's not unto death. There are sickness that count that the name of the Lord will be glorified. The situation you are in, God is only using that situation that his name will be glorified. And tomorrow you turn and look back at that situation and you say, I have conquered that fear, I have conquered that burden, I have conquered that distraction. Let somebody know that all that you are going through, God is only using it as a stepping stone to your promotion.
Set back in Jesus' name. Amen.